Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Short History of the World by H.G. Wells is an ambitious attempt to compile the story of Earth and human civilization into a concise yet comprehensive narrative. Published initially in 1922, Wells crafted this book with the intention of providing a clear, understandable history of humanity to those without a previous background in history. It spans from the formation of the Earth and prehistoric times, passing through ancient civilizations, the rise and fall of empires, to the early 20th century. Wells, better known for his science fiction works, uses his storytelling abilities to weave historical facts with analysis, making history accessible and engaging. This book offers a panoramic view of history, exploring cultural, social, and technological transformations and how they are interconnected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, evolution and early human societies. Wells begins his narrative with the origins of the Earth, the development of life, and the progression of human societies from nomadic hunter-gatherers to settled agricultural communities. This section delves into the emergence of towns and cities and the subsequent development of trade networks. Wells emphasizes the significance of agriculture in establishing permanent settlements and creating a surplus, which in turn allowed for the division of labor, the rise of specialized crafts, and the inception of trade and economy. The evolution of early societal structures, including the transformation from matriarchal to patriarchal societies, and the establishment of the first ancient civilizations in Mesopotamia, the Indus Valley, and along the Nile, is thoroughly explored. Secondly, the birth of empires and the classical age. This topic explores the rise and fall of the first great empires, such as the Persian Empire, as well as the development of classical civilizations in Greece and Rome. Wells discusses the importance of democracy in Athens, the philosophical advancements of the Greeks, the military prowess of the Spartans, and the political and legal innovations of the Roman Republic transitioning into the Roman Empire. The influence of these civilizations on modern law, governance, architecture, and literature is examined in detail. This section also casts light on the social structure, daily life, and the eventual decline of these empires due to economic, military, and political pressures. Thirdly, the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Wells navigates through the complexities of the Middle Ages, focusing on feudalism, the role of the Christian Church, the Crusades, and the gradual emergence of nation-states. He captures the essence of the Renaissance as a pivotal period of rebirth in art, science, and culture in Europe, spurred by a rediscovery of ancient Greek and Roman ideals. The transformative impact of the printing press on literacy, learning, and the spread of ideas is highlighted. The section scrutinizes the rise of powerful monarchies and the early stages of European overseas exploration and colonization, marking the beginning of the global interconnectedness that characterizes the modern world. Fourthly, the Age of Revolutions. Wells covers the significant political and industrial revolutions of the 18th and 19th centuries, discussing their causes, main events, and outcomes. The American Revolution and the quest for independence from British rule is discussed alongside the French Revolution and its far-reaching implications for European monarchies and the rise of democratic ideas. The Industrial Revolution's radical transformation of society through advancements in technology, manufacturing, and transportation, leading to urbanization and social shifts, is analyzed. This era set the stage for modern economic systems and the social challenges they entail. Lastly, the 20th century and beyond, Wells, writing in the early 20th century, speculates on the future trajectory of human civilization with a cautious optimism. He examines the impact of scientific and technological advancements, the struggle for civil rights, and the complexities of global politics. Though his perspective is limited by his time, Wells' insights into the potential for human progress, the importance of education, and the necessity for global cooperation remain relevant. The challenges of war, poverty, and inequality are acknowledged as obstacles that need to be overcome for a peaceful and prosperous global society. In conclusion, A Short History of the World by H.G. Wells is an enlightening read for anyone interested in a comprehensive yet digestible overview of human history. This book is suited for readers without a deep background in history, as well as those looking for a refresher on the key developments that have shaped our world. Wells' engaging writing style and ability to connect historical events to overarching themes of progress, struggle, and the human condition make this work an invaluable resource. It reveals the complexity and interconnectedness of human history, encouraging a deeper understanding of our past and its implications for the future. Ultimately, this book fosters an appreciation for humanity's collective achievements and the ongoing challenges we face, making it a relevant and inspiring read for a broad audience. If you would like to support H.G. Wells, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.